Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you guys agree that parents back in the day weren't the most sensitive to kids' mental health?
Oh, didn't even think about it.
I don't think they recognized it.
Okay, wasn't a thing. Yeah, yeah. Wasn't a thing. Okay, but now we know more now. Mm. And that allows us to try and do things better than our parents did. That is, if it's something that concerns you.
Oh.
Because the story from 2 weeks ago is a reminder. There is a delicate dance that you will have to do with your kids as they grow up. And the steps to that dance are impossible to master.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, as school was starting up in the greater Rochester area, we shared with you a study about our kids.
What did they study?
Tommy, this study said 6 in 10 American kids were having back-to-school anxiety.
Oh, you're nervous about where your locker is or your little desk? You can have enough pencils?
It was the highest percentage, Kimmy, ever in the history of this study. And they focused on two big issues that were bothering kids the most. One, Tommy, was personal relationships. Who they'd be close with, who they had classes with, what the bully situation was going to be.
Right.
Two, academics. Grades, will they get along with their teachers? Will the success they have this year make or break them moving forward educational careers?
So they're feeling the pressure.
Yeah, that's what it seems. Right. And when we had this discussion, we talked about when we were kids, what stuff mattered most to us. And you said none of that mattered to you as a kid, nothing. It's a hard conversation for people over 30 to have, either with each other or with their kids, because when we were kids, like you said, anxiety wasn't a thing.
You weren't candy-assed. You weren't.
You are the most candy-ass person I've ever met.
What, this outfit?
You just didn't have ways of, like, I guess, describing how you were feeling. Like, I never
talked. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, if you went and told your parents that, come on.
It was more just, like, suck it up.
Yeah, nobody took it seriously.
We didn't get a job.
It's the way people lived, right? And that is where our letter comes in.
Oh.
Because just the discussion, Tommy, of kids feeling anxiety has set someone off.
I'm sure.
You know why kids have anxiety, Tommy?
I bet I know where he's going.
Well, it has nothing to do with what's going on inside of their heads or anything like that. It's all thanks to mom and dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, telling kids, suck it up! Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
You know why kids say they have anxiety? Because you let them think they can have anxiety. There was no anxiety when I was a kid or when I was raising my kids because we weren't going to give our kids excuses to be lazy. That's what all of this is. Your kids have figured out if they pretend something that you can't see is wrong, they can manipulate you into letting them do all kinds of things and letting them get away with whatever they want. You are getting played, and it's because you want people to think you're sensitive and caring. If you really cared about your kids, you'd let reality take a hold of them and show them no one cares if you're having a bad day or a little down in the dumps. It's the parents that are making these kids not tough, and it's because you load them up with all kinds of excuses to give teachers and coaches and all the other authority figures in their lives. Don't be a pushover. Everyone's kids are totally fine. Sincerely, Nate.
Nate said it. Everybody's good. Go to school.
Thoughts on Nate's take?
I mean, he makes some
valid points.
Oh, does he?
A little bit.
Oh, does he? For example.
Well, I mean, I think you got to make your kid figure it out. To his point, like, nobody cares that you're having a bad day. Like, that's going to be the world when you leave school.
Man who walks in and immediately tells us everything that's wrong in his life every day.
And you don't care.
Yeah, but you keep doing it, so you want us to care. Shut up.
Nobody cares about your problems, or they're glad you got it.
Says man who brings into a microphone all of his problems all the time.
Well, I thought you wanted, I thought you cared.
Don't care.
Well, then that's what you should tell your kids.
Well, no, my kids I care about. You do not care.
No, no, all right.
No, no, go ahead, no, no, go ahead, no, 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 go ahead.
Send the little candy asses out.
There's a weird catch-22 with this situation.
Yeah.
Your kids know what kind of parent you are. They know what sets you off.
Oh, they figured you out, man.
They know what disappoints you.
Yeah.
They know what will bring down wrath.
They know your weak points.
If your kid knows you or your partner think that this kind of thing is BS, you're not going to hear from your kid that they're dealing with things that socially, emotionally, mentally are bothering them. And, Kimmy, that's why we never brought any stuff like that to our parents.
Yeah, and that's not healthy either.
Well, you bury it inside you.
Yeah, look at how we turned out.
Yeah, we're doing awesome.
What's wrong with you? Nothing.
I mean, I don't think you can have this job without something being a little wrong with you.
Am I not a psychopath?
You're fine, buddy.
Oh, today I'm fine. Today I'm fine.
You're one of the good ones.
Okay. The point I'm getting at is this. It would be easy for someone raising kids right now that had the same mentality that Nate has to think nothing is going on with their kids because their kids may not feel comfortable coming to them and saying something. Right?
I guess.
Does that make sense? No?
But, I mean, you're not going to have all the answers for your kid.
I understand.
No, but you want to be, you want them to feel like they can come to you with those things.
Yes.
Even if you don't have the answers, you want to be there to, like, listen. You want them to have an outlet for it.
But can I say, like, quit being a wuss?
I wouldn't say
as that. As advice.
Okay, let's break that down. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because as much as I hate this letter from Nate, and I hate guys that have this take, it's like no kid ever deals with anything bad.
Well, I also don't like the take of like anxiety.
Goat yoga.
I also don't like the take, and we've seen this with other things too, but of like anxiety didn't exist when I was a kid or having that mentality. Because it did, it's just nobody talked. Everybody just thought that was like what you had to deal with, and there was no solutions for it.
No, you're right. I agree with you. And you saw it play out in different ways in different kids, right? All right, look, what makes this whole thing complicated.
What's that? Okay.
Most kids aren't going to throw out around mental health issues like they're trying to get out of school with a tummy ache.
Mm.
But to your point, tiny point, there are those times where your kid is anxious or they are uncomfortable because it's natural to
nervous.
Be those things.
Yeah.
Like, as a parent, to try and figure out when you are supposed to push your kids out of their comfort zone versus knowing when to back off because it's healthier for them is a very hard thing to do. And I have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I, to this day, have no idea when it is right to say, all right, I get it. Let's pull back here for a second to talk about it and go, hey, listen, you got to get this done. It's got to get done and it's got to happen.
But sometimes there's a sense of like urgency that you just, there is no, you have to go do this, right? Like you have to study for this test. It's happening tomorrow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't tell me I don't want to do this. I'm scared.
That's easy. I'm talking about something like there's an opportunity for your kid.
Yeah. Like an event or something.
To go for something.
Yeah. Let's talk about, like, okay, so events obviously too. Like, yeah, okay. Let's talk about like an opportunity, right? Something that could benefit them in the long run.
Yeah.
Right? Argument on one side is I don't think I'm ready for this and it may not be what I want. Argument on the other side is you may just be nervous and this could be something that changes you for the positive forever.
Yeah.
Well, which road am I supposed to take?
But don't be afraid to fail.
Okay, but maybe it's not
fall on your face and get back up.
Okay, but then if they go and do this thing and it was a terrible experience and it leaves them with something that affects them for the rest of their lives, which we all have examples of in our lives, did I screw up as a parent?
I don't think so, because you can't – something's going to happen to your kid that's going to scar them for the rest of their life. There's just no way around it.
Sure.
Especially if you're going to, like, put your ass out there.
I got it.
You're going to have to take your nicks and bruises.
What I'm telling you is, as a parent, I don't want to be an active participant in that because decisions my kids make on their own are going to scar them for life.
Yeah, but you got to
– Well, let's say that anxiety is hurting them in activities or that their schoolwork. You want to find them some sort of help to help them get through that schoolwork, do better in school, right?
No.
Other than just saying, suck it up and push through. And if that's what they're doing and their schoolwork suffering, I would guess like there is something that has to change.
But I don't know how you tell somebody to get something out of their head. Like, if something's bothering you and it's eating you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an answer for that. Okay. Nobody does.
But, well, I don't know. You can't say nobody does because there are experts that deal with that stuff.
Yeah, but it's still in my
like
head.
Like, if your kid said, I want to go to therapy, something like okay. that, would that... Would you be
oh,
okay?
No. I'm
not, now you're
now
okay
you. Now here comes the, oh, therapy. Therapy's a good idea.
Like, yeah,
I like therapy.
Said, you know what? I think I need to talk to somebody, like an expert, to deal with my anxiety. Because you're, according to you, you just be like, no, you don't need that. Suck it up.
Well, go on MedMD.com.
What?
Wait, one of those shrinks you could talk to online.
252 WCMF. After a study we had 2 weeks ago around the first days of school, 6 in 10 American kids had anxiety about going back to school more than ever in the history of this study. A lot of it had to do with personal relationships, bullying, and academics. A guy named Nate, who heard it, writes us, said anxiety is not really a thing. It wasn't a thing when he was a kid. All it is excuses that you're giving your kids to get out of doing things because they're all lazy. Typical old man stuff.
Yeah.
It bothers me when people have that take. But what is unfortunate is there is a tiny grain of truth with the whole idea that there are times where you have to push your kid. The problem is,
what's the problem?
As a parent, you don't know when that push is something that makes them a better person
yeah.
or that push is something that damages them long term.
Makes them even more afraid moving forward.
Let's use your father, for example. You want to sit here and pretend to be tough guy. You want to be tough. You've been my generation. You told a story about a cousin you had.
Yes.
Who was terrified of bridges.
Yes, my cousin Gary in Auburn.
Okay, so you... Your dad was in a car with your cousin.
Had all the cousins in the car. And he found out that Gary, my cousin, is afraid to go across bridges. He's a little kid.
Yeah, right? It's a legitimate fear.
So my father pulls over at this bridge in Auburn, makes him get out of the car and walk across the bridge while he drives alongside him. The kid is bawling his eyes out. He's completely traumatized.
Yeah.
Gets the kid back in the car, drives him back to my aunt's house, his mother's house. He goes, he's all cured. The kid was screaming,
never
crying.
Went over a bridge again.
My aunt was living with my old man. My old man, what are you talking about? You gotta push him. You gotta make a man out of him.
What? What he did is what you just said.
Yeah. You know what? I never saw Gary again. You know why?
What?
On the other side of the bridge. Gary!
It's gotta be tough too, especially when your kid gets to a certain age. Are they really feeling this way or are they mirroring like a friend's thoughts and feelings, or is this something that they saw or picked up from something else and they think that they feel that way, but maybe it's not to the extent that they're saying?
I mean, all of these things are good questions. I don't know. I don't have the answer, and it's tough to find a place that has the right answer, because the other thing that sucks is there's 1,000 people that all have opinions where they think they're absolutely right on it. Nate's opinion is going to be different than someone else's opinion. That's going to be different than my dad's opinion. That's going to be different than your opinion, but all of them are like, this is how it has to be done.
Well, man, I think this is a fair statement.
Oh, I can't wait. The fact that you had to qualify it lets me know it's going to be horrifying.
Of all the things you were scared of, think of how many times it was for nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to say 90% of the time that when you feared something and then when you actually did it, it wasn't what you dreamed about in your head. So you could tell them, like, you're worrying about things that haven't happened. It's not going to be as bad as you think.
Okay.
So push them, because, like, 90% of the time, you're going to be fine.
Okay, but
and you can't protect yourself from the 10% of the bad things that are going to show up in life.
No, but you're doing it from too high up, the wider percentage. Because you're right. 90% of the time, it's not going to kill you. But there are other smaller things that come from pushing a kid into something that affects them long term.
Yeah.
For example, I'll give you an example. Now, I was... I went and started doing stand-up comedy on the road at 16 years old.
Right? 90% of the time, you sucked. But that 10%, Pat.
The point I'm making is this.
Unfortunately, you weren't on stage at the time.
The point I'm making is this. Overall, that experience of seeing the country and going out and doing that at that age was phenomenal for me, right? It made me the person I am today, and it's great. But when you talk about the smaller things along the way, it made me an alcoholic. It made me a complete psychopath. Mm. It made me a grown-ass man at 17, which is extremely unhealthy. Yeah. It hurt my body in ways that I cannot describe.
Don't forget
chain
smoking.
Okay, there you go. You got that. So when you say push yourself and go try something outside your comfort zone, yes, that benefited me. I also picked up all of these things along the way that I've been now having to work through the rest of my life.
But isn't that life?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. It's life we live. I don't know if it's life you're supposed to live.
How many people never figured out how to manage your stress or anxiety, and now it's led to literal physical health problems for people. Whereas if they, as a kid,
as he chugs his seventh Diet Coke.
I'm a psychopath.
Example. But if your parents had maybe given you some tools back then to help guide you through that stuff, maybe you wouldn't be as like high strung,
but
stressed out all the time.
I know I'm a mess, But I thank God my parents didn't step in and try to fix it using their logic and skills, because I think they would have made it worse.
But here's the thing. They did, and you don't even realize it. Maybe. You unknowingly took advice from your father.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's stuff that spewed out of his face.
We'll finish it up with a very profound statement from Baron Von Butt on Instagram.
Well, there you go. The butt knows.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, this hate mail perfectly explains why there are cliques of like-minded people. It's easy to relate. Easier to relate and open up to people you think you have something in common with. It also explains why there are so many emotionally unavailable people.
Oh, no.
We'll finish with Von Butt's profound statement. Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sexy and old don't normally go hand in hand.
They never do.
But a story yesterday proves maybe, Tommy, in certain situations, there could be room for both.
Wow.
Because this guy has been old for a long time.
Yeah.
He actually died on account of old. But that didn't keep women from all ages jumping online to say, yeah, would.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, yesterday.
Yeah.
Legendary actor Robert Redford died at 89.
What?
And legendary may be an understatement, Tommy. Oscar winner, starred in some of the biggest movies of his day.
Yeah.
He also starred in some of the smallest movies of his day because he was a big supporter of independent film.
Yeah.
I believe he's found, did he find, found the Sundance Film Festival?
Yeah, it's his.
Okay. Was his.
Was it? Well, his kids.
Now he's dead.
Yeah.
But, past being a great actor, the ladies will tell you, he was one fine piece of ass.
Oh, yeah.
Even later in his career.
I mean, he always was a good-looking man, like, even as he aged.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, you could see that good-looking face in there.
So that, had a hair.
Yeah.
You know, that he always kept that good hair. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, was his hair real at the end?
Who cares?
All this became very apparent yesterday.
Because
As the news of his death leaked out, women of all ages jumped online and were quick to point out that even in his 70s and 80s, they still found him sexy, and they still would have. Kimmy, you saw pics yesterday.
Yeah.
Robert Redford, sexy old guy?
He was a little old for me.
And you're like, getting old. Like
the,
so that says
the, yeah, I mean, like the age gap was like a little too much, but I think that like as I've aged, I've found like that older, like more distinguished man sexier and sexier as I get older.
Okay. So who's the oldest celebrity you're attracted to? Or I mean, even just sports
Brad
guy?
Pitt? How old's Brad Pitt? He's got to be in his 60s, right?
Okay, oh, yeah. All right, but here's the problem. 60 today.
It is different.
It's not 60 yeah, of Robert yeah. Redford's right. 60.
Yeah, but like you said, though, he still stayed good looking as he aged. Well, okay. Kind of the same
all
thing, right?
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
I mean, he was unique for like that for a reason.
Yeah.
So you would have sex with 60-year-old Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Can we get a wiki on how old Brad Pitt yeah. is? Thank you. Because here's the thing, like Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio, they kind of like go side by side. Yeah. They're starting a couple movies
yeah,
together.
Yeah, but even Leo didn't age.
Yep, not
quite
looking great.
The same.
But he
not
started getting
great.
A little thick.
He's
in
looking
the
like an older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad
you don't like
Pitt.
Thick Leo?
Nah. No.
Brad Pitt is 61.
All right, so he's 61. Yeah. I thought you and Brad Pitt are almost the same
yeah,
age.
Yeah, damn.
And you're a troll. You're a troll.
He's in better shape than you, so shut up.
That's not true. Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready.
You think you're in better shape than Brad
oh,
Pitt? The guy's ripped.
Bro, I could out whatever Brad Pitt
no,
all day.
No, you could.
That's right.
You could now chain smoke him.
He got his ass kicked by his teenage son. Remember that on a private plane with Angelina?
You don't know how that worked out.
All right. Here is my phone number. What's or that? Here's my phone
here's
number.
My here's phone number, my ladies.
Here is my question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is your max celebrity age? And I know that the question gets a little bit different the older you get.
Yeah.
Right? But like when it comes to women that were older than you,
yeah.
How far a gap would you be willing to jump to have sex with an older celebrity you had a crush on, Tommy?
So back in the day, you're asking
yeah,
me?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to do this because you're so old.
Yeah, I mean now.
Like a woman
like,
that you always found sexy even when she was even when she got older.
Well, like Jennifer Aniston is looks stunning.
She's younger.
She's
than
younger.
You.
Than
no, but I'm saying, but she's. But I started watching her when she was 30.
When okay. she was still younger.
25, 30.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Now she's a 60-year-old woman.
I feel like that doesn't count.
Well, yeah, but
we're talking about like maybe somebody you thought was attractive when you were younger.
Yeah, like right now they'd have to be 140.
All right, so somebody when I was young.
Yeah.
That was older.
That you had a crush on. Yeah.
Even now, somebody that would be 20, 30 years older.
Like Jane Fonda's older than
Jane
you.
Jane Fonda would be one of them. That's
Hanoi well. Jane, huh? Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. She had that going on. But like there was Sophia Loren. There was Adrienne Barbeau. There
okay.
was Raquel Welch was one. That when I was a kid, she was an yeah. older woman.
Sophia Loren is still alive, right?
And so is Raquel Welch.
Okay,
no,
can we...
she passed recently.
Sophia Loren died?
No. Raquel Welch.
Oh, okay.
She did? Yeah. Man.
You know what happened?
What happened?
She got stuck on the other side of the bridge with her cousin.
Lucky him, bastard.
Can we get an age on Sophia Loren, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because you are 94?
Yeah.
How old are you?
66.
She's 90.
Yeah.
All right, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, single Tommy, hypothetical. Would you have sex with 90-year-old Sophia Loren?
It can't look good. It's got to look, the skin, man. It looks.
I guess I don't know how old this is.
The skin was got to look nasty.
Okay. I'm looking.
I have nasty skin. I know. I know.
Like, I can always tell when my wife has an appointment with you as your dermatologist.
Wait, why's that?
Well, she can't tell me anything about who she sees because of HIPAA, but when she walks through the door, she's just like, ugh.
All right, I'll give you somebody that stayed hot for a long time. When I was a kid,
uh-huh.
was Anne Margaret.
Yeah, I would.
Like, Anne Margaret was stunning, and she was sexy on screen because she always played that kind of, like, vixen,
sure.
like, desirable woman. Like, but even like Elvis couldn't get her in the movies.
Bro, Anne Margaret.
The lady, she loves me.
Anne Margaret made things in my brain feel weird.
Yeah.
Because she was in Grumpier Old Men.
And she still looked good.
She looked gorgeous. And she's like 40, 50 years older.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember it being a kid, like, you're my grandma's age, but I'm still feeling things in my pants. I was like 12.
Bro, I can remember the, okay, so there was another actress back in the day. Her name was Angie Dickinson.
Okay.
And she was in a series called Policewoman. She was, I think she was like, anyway, I think that's the first time I legitimately remember getting an actual boner watching television. Like this, the show came on and I got a rail
Kimmy,
as
we're
a
doing,
kid.
You know what we're doing right now? VH1's behind the boner.
Yes. But do you remember the first boner you had for a celebrity?
Like it was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah,
but that's
probably somebody your own age, right?
Yeah, but that's
I wasn't weird where I had like an immediate grandma fetish like you did. It was someone my own age. And by the way, I was younger than Topanga when she was on TV. I don't need anybody writing me, being all like, ugh. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the death of Robert Redford at 89 yesterday, and women going online as young as 30, 20 years old saying they still would.
Grandpa.
That's how handsome he was.
Great-grandpa.
The oldest celeb you would have sex with right now. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Can't wait to hear this.
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good to hear from you, buddy.
So I looked up, I had to double check their age, but I looked up two people. One was Meryl Streep.
How old is she?
I forget the 71 or 79.
Okay, that's up there.
But yeah, because when I saw her in Miss Congeniality, I'm like, oh, they're not Miss Congeniality. My bad. Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, Meryl Streep doesn't do it for you, Tommy? You're making a face.
She was never attractive.
She's a legend.
She's a legend.
She's a legend.
She's not a bombshell.
You don't think she was attractive?
No. I mean, she's a great actress, but I mean, I wouldn't say she's sexy or hot.
Really? I don't know. She's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, no, Kimmy.
For me, it's like she's kind of got this like high-class sophistication, is what it is.
And when we think Ben, we think high-class sophistication.
I stand corrected, top shelf.
Who was the other one, Ben?
Sandra Bullock. She's 61.
All right, Sandra Bullock's got a great body.
Yeah, but again, I do feel bad for these women like Helen Mirren. Like, there's a line of like a
Helen
decade.
Helen
Mirren, or like what? Like, those women didn't have the luxury of, like, modern science to keep their bodies looking good like Jennifer Aniston, like Sandra Bullock. Not that what they're doing isn't impressive.
No, I know.
It's just, like, you really had to get after it back in the day.
Sure.
Right? Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, I'm going to share mine with you.
Right.
Why are you looking at me that way?
Oh, can't wait to hear.
No, I think mine's a common one for guys.
Common, all right.
Dolly Parton.
She's too cartoonish.
That's why I'm, nope.
Like, I thought she was funny. She's great.
She still looks good.
Yeah.
But it's just too.
She does look
It's just too over the top.
Well, but she always has been, though.
Right. I understand that, but, like, it doesn't. I don't get a rail for her.
Sure. In a second, if she walked in this room, I would call my wife and go, honey, I'm sorry. This has to be done. Not only. It would be a.
She's also, like, very charming.
Yes.
Like, bubbly. She's got a very young spirit.
And I think that's what does it for me, right? Like, if we use Robert Redford as an example, right? Women eulogized him, like, about how he felt like an everyman, even though he was, like, this super sexy guy. You know, he was, he did, like, activism stuff along with Paul Newman along the way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, it made him a better person. And I kind of feel like I have that connection with Dolly Parton. Like, she's always smiling, great sense of humor. She's donated hundreds of millions of dollars to charity. She's always been good looking. Giant rack.
Yeah, and like she took the rack too far, man.
You can never take the rack.
She did
too
it for
far.
That. Did it for me, man.
Bro.
I mean, I love her, but I would never. I would not want to lay down with Dolly Parton. Like if you lined up the celebs,
okay. Never. Like you're
no,
just
no,
like,
no. If you lined up, I had choice. Give me three choices.
Helen
Mirren.
Well, I say no. You keep saying Helen Mirren. It's Helen Mirren, and I'm gonna put Dave on because
it's an old wrinkly British.
Dave, defend your lady. Go ahead, buddy.
Dude, Helen Mirren in the movie Red, like we're talking not like her prime era, the movie Red with Bruce Willis and all that.
Yeah.
She was still a smoke show. And it's like, yeah, I still hit that so hard King Arthur couldn't pull me out.
Oh!
But I'm...
had to do it. But by the way, Dolly Parton, I got to say, Duff, you're not wrong.
Thank you. Like Tommy, well, yeah, he's more Robert Redford than any of the women that we're naming here.
It's like you want to bang Jessica Rabbit.
Yes, everybody wants to bang Jessica Rabbit.
That way they drew her sexy.
She also made me feel weird things when I was a child.
The bunny.
Yeah, no, she wasn't a bunny. She was a human married to a bunny. Stupid.
Dude, and Tommy looks like Steve Buscemi if Steve Buscemi took a hard left turn.
Yeah.
Take that.
Brutal.
So I'm just saying, like, for all people that age well, Tommy has done okay, but...
Well, but he's aged well because he's always
crowd.
Tommy,
you got to go with
okay.
Dolly Parton and Helen Mirren all day.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
What a horrible three-way.
Tommy has aged well because he's always been ungodly ugly.
Okay, we're getting some hot older guys that I forgot about.
Okay,
Denzel Washington.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's 70.
Okay,
and John Stamos, 62.
Okay, I don't get.
Yeah,
the
that dude doesn't age.
I don't get.
Yeah,
but he still looks the same.
Yeah, he looks great. He's a handsome guy.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
No, he's just like. Okay.
You don't get what?
He's talented.
He's a beach boy.
He's not a beach boy.
He is.
He's like living. He's been living beach boy fantasy camp his entire
which
life.
Which is weird.
This is the thing. I don't even have anything against John Stamos. It's just something about Stamos bothers me.
Oh.
I don't know why. Like, he was never like, you know, it's not like he was like doing like legitimate acting.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
But, no, but he was also in like on the joke. Like, he never took himself seriously.
Yeah, and he's a friendly face who a lot of people my age grew up with.
And he's charming.
You know?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
You should try it sometime.
Uncle Jesse.
We got a ton
of Uncle Doofus.
Wow.
Brutal.
Jokes like that. Angie Dickinson will be outside around
I
the corner.
I wish.
All right, we got a ton of messages coming in. Let's start with the ladies. Lisa writes, I think all women can agree the answer is Tom Selleck, 80 years old. And I don't think it hurts that men, younger men, are now starting to dress like Magnum P.I. era Tom Selleck again.
A lot of mustaches.
Yeah. Short shorts, Hawaiian shirts, and solo mustaches. It's funny to see, too, man. Like, Tom writes Sofia Vergara, and he's not wrong. She's in her 60s.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
But she does not feel like an older woman.
No, not really.
Going back to the ladies. Kellyanne writes, Ralph Macchio is still hot at 64. The Karate Kid.
Okay. I didn't know he was 64. Was he ever, like, was he considered hot back
Ralph
in the day?
Ralph Macchio was he was a teen heartthrob.
Yeah, he did it for Tommy. He was
I didn't know. I didn't know if, like, like, people saw him as, like, a sexy actor.
I think girls loved him.
Okay.
He was always on Tiger Beat.
Wasn't he 30 when he did the Karate Kid?
Probably.
No, I think he was. Like, you guys are all sounding really creepy. Here's my favorite thing, man. And God bless you. It's my fault for, like, asking the question, right? But, like, I'm getting all these guys now writing me on Instagram telling me which older celebrities are disgusting. I can see
disgusting.
Your picture. Disgusting is used multiple times. I can see your photo, man. It's Instagram. It's all your picture. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman?
I don't know what she looks like now. I will say, there's a celebrity right now that just based on her acting and the balls that she has, I find her extremely sexy, and she's not attractive anymore.
Ooh.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah.
You don't think she's attractive? Did you see
not
that?
In the role she's playing right now. Okay. You haven't seen her in a while.
She's not afraid to, like,
let it out.
Well, and, like, not be glammed up or, like, you know what I mean?
And
just, like,
these,
have wrinkles, show her wrinkles.
But these characters
she's just
she
aging
plays,
normally.
Right, yeah. And she's phenomenal. Like, I think she's, like, I'm mesmerized when I watch her. And I've been watching her since Halloween when she was, like, teen heartthrob. And that's a chick that I go, that's sexy.
So she
had that kind of charisma and balls
at
that age.
So, you know, she's having that resurgence you just brought up.
Oh, yeah.
She just did a photo shoot.
And she plays gritty stuff.
But, like, she's all, she let the girls out in this photo shoot. And it's like, damn.
She's topless?
No, not like topless, but like it's all the way down. And I saw the photo the other day and I was like, damn, because, you know, you bring up your first real boner.
Yeah.
Again, I vividly remember my dad when we had like the 2-week preview of HBO.
Yeah.
When I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Trading Places came on.
Oh, okay.
Right? Classic Eddie Murphy comedy. And she plays the prostitute in Trading Places.
I forgot about that one.
And there's a scene where she's taking care of Dan Aykroyd, and she takes her top off.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first pair of bare boobies I ever saw.
Wow.
At 3 o'clock on a Saturday in my living room.
Ah, the memories.
I will never forget Jamie Lee Curtis's bare boobies.
Probably don't want to see him now.
I think I do after the photo I saw. I think I want to see
Okay.
him. If anyone could hook that up, that'd be great. We'll take one more. Sorry, go ahead.
It's got to be really hard, though, for like men in Hollywood as they age, because, like, if they start to go the route of, like, you know, overdoing stuff, it just looks off.
Yeah, no, you're
right.
There is a delicate
balance. It doesn't really look
right.
attractive. It just looks like, why isn't your face moving? Or why, like, what's wrong with your lips, you know?
All right, I'm going to say one just to set Tommy off before we move on. And everybody on hold, I'd love
this
to
say. This a lady?
Sean writes, yeah, a lady that he would. Cyndi Lauper at 72.
Cyndi Lauper.
She pop.
I never found her attractive to begin with.
I know you didn't.
Did you?
Neither did you. I mean, I was born 2 years after.
I mean, she was kind of a joke. Like, the videos and the music she did was kind of a gag.
I don't know. Everybody I know that.
She was tied to wrestling.
Everybody I know that, like, was into her was a really cool guy who had a lot of interesting things to say.
Shut up.
What?
Because you know I got dragged to a concert in Canada.
What happened? What?
Because Weez was a big fan. We're in some stupid music thing. And he wants to go see Cyndi. So we go to the whatever center there is up there. I got to suffer through this stuff. I mean, it sucked. I'm not interested in it. Like, she's got like 2 hits, and she's a joke. But they're trying to make her out to be like this deep artist. But she was running around with the wrestlers.
Okay, so what? She's good at what she did. All right, we'll take one more call real quick. 252-WCMF. Frank, I got 30 seconds, buddy. What do you got?
I was thinking Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden.
Oh, Jeannie, yeah. She held up for a long time. She's still alive.
What are you
thinking about? What's he doing thinking about Barbara Eden? rubbing out his little Major Healy.
The wishes I would make, man. The wishes I would make.
She's 94.
Frank Thames. Wait, she's still alive?
Yeah.
Wow, we know what one of those wishes were.
Yeah. God, yeah, she was a smoke show.
God damn. 94?
Yeah.
Would you right now?
Might have to. Just based on I was a fan.
All right, but she pulls out a lamp, and you don't know where it's going, but you can't say no. Would you do it?
Might have to.
All right, because it's going to get brown rubbed, buddy. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a quick one here because we kept talking about who we'd bang. You're hanging out in the break room on CMF, but this is a warning, and it's a warning everyone needs to listen to. A new study shows that 1/3 of all AI search tools are straight up wrong.
Oh.
Now, when we say AI search tools, there are deeper ones that nerds know about, but for the average person, like when you go to Google or Bing or whatever search engine right at the top of the page now, it'll give you an AI summary.
Right.
So this study showed, after going through a whole bunch of different prompts and what came back, that just about 33% of responses were either straight up false, or, Kimmy, we're using sources online that weren't rock solid sources. So some of the stuff you were reading in there were wrong.
Yeah.
So from this point on, if you are using that quick definition when you Google something, it's going to make you look like an idiot 33% of the time.
Right.
Do you find yourself using that exclusively?
Because that would lower my average. Yeah, I mean, I just believe whatever the first thing that pops up. I always figure that's the one.
No, but you know people, even without the AI, can pay to have things moved up or moved down.
So that makes them the best because they paid more money. I mean, obviously, if it sounds like completely stupid, I may still... I don't know.
The amount of stupid things you say out loud believing it's fact. Like, for example, I bought Wagyu beef spray and my burgers are now Wagyu beef.
Yeah, but my taste buds don't lie to me.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Have you gotten to the point where you now start to believe that AI thing?
I think it depends on what kind of information I'm looking for. If it's something that I don't really care about, or like, for instance, like me just Googling people's ages, I was just looking at the first thing that came up.
Okay.
Like, I was like, one of those things that doesn't really matter to whatever I'm looking up. But if it's something like health information or maybe an opinion about something, I'm probably going to dive a little deeper into the research.
So I don't know the difference. If I just go to Google, right? And I type something in. I want to know some crazy. information.
Sure, sure.
And then everything pops up.
Right.
How do I know which one is the AI?
So now in the top, it'll have like a paragraph.
It'll let you know that this is your AI answer.
But it's tiny, so he's not seeing that. Yeah. It's a little thing that says AI.
No, it says right at the top, AI overview is what it's called.
Okay. You so you click on that and it just gives you like a paragraph.
No, you don't even have to click on it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. He thinks that's what the Google is. Yeah. He thinks that you don't have to click on anything. Google just tells me that.
Right.
No.
So where's the AI and where's the regular?
It's the first thing that comes up. It's all typed out
for you.
It's
not a link. It's not a link. It says right there your answer according to AI, which again, now 33% of the time, according to this study, is either straight up wrong.
But I'd have to click on it.
So like if I Google how many bears are in New York State.
So now I'm going to read it. Because it's right on top.
No, don't. I'm telling you.
It says AI overview, and then it gives you all the information.
It said
whatever it collects.
But it's just giving you an overall overview.
Of
not
wrong
like,
information 33% of the time.
But all of it.
Of wrong. 33%. That's a lot. One in three times is a lot.
Oh.
How lazy have we gotten? I don't want to sound like that guy.
You're Googling things on.
Well, I do wonder. To Tommy's point, I do wonder like how many people when they Google things get the right information anyways, based on like the websites they click on.
Fine, fair.
What information they're seeking.
But like we're at the point, Kimmy, where we're not even making an attempt to go to a website anymore. Yeah. Like it's too much work for us to take our finger, scroll down four inches, and click on a link. Sure. Like that's too much. Oh, I'm exhausted. I gotta take a nap right now. Right? Like, and you're right. Using Google, period, is not always the best way to find something.
Well, what else can you do?
Well, I mean, it used to be you would just, I guess, right.
Crack a book.
Go to the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
If it was updated to the right way. Because you forget, I came up in a time where the Soviet Union fell. So all of those maps and geography things from, like, 1990 to 1993 were useless.
Oh, yeah, they all changed.
And, like, we didn't have the internet. Oh, God, I sound like an old man.
I had no damn internet.
But like we would learn about like you know global maps and things like that, and every year it's like, all right, here's the new map. Here's the new map. Now this is called Belarus.
Oh wow!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, just a warning, a heads up that from now on, when you Google those AI overview thingies, that 33% of the time it is straight up wrong. So maybe just take a little extra time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Little extra time, so you don't embarrass yourself.
Extra time, nobody has.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.